Hello, and welcome to Schmevelin Wheeze. This is episode 14, my Stitches West recap. First of all, I would like to say, hi guys! It's been about a month since I've recorded, and I apologize again for it taking so long for me to get back to the podcast. So this past weekend, I went to Stitches West in Santa Clara, California, and as always, had a wonderful time. For those of you not familiar with Stitches and Stitches West, it's a knitting conference. It's put on by XRX Publishing. And so, of course, there's a very heavy book slash author bent to it in many ways. Basically, it starts on Thursday night. It runs through Sunday morning officially, although there are extras that happen after Sunday. And there are classes to take. There are dinners and fashion shows and, you know, other events to go to. And there is a marketplace, which is unbelievable. Needs to be seen to be understood. And so, you know, if any of or all of those interest you, Stitches West is a lot of fun, and I recommend if you can afford it some year that you go. This year I took one class. In the past, this is my fifth year going. In the past I've taken multiple classes, three or four usually. I try to stick to only one a day when I do that, but sometimes I haven't. And it doesn't matter. Every day or every year I come away with like this overwhelmed feeling from what I've learned and certainly what I've seen and felt and experienced there. This year was a little more calm, and I have to say I think I enjoyed it more because there wasn't that constant pressure to learn something new. But at the same time, I feel like in some ways maybe I missed out on something. So I'm still up in the air on how I'm going to do classes. But this year, again, I only took one class. I took a class called the Sock Bucket List, and the teacher was Michelle Hunter. She is known as Knit Pearl Hunter on social media, including Ravelry. And it was really, really great. Went through the cast-on for toe-up heels, how to do magic loop, afterthought heels, and then sewn bind-off from Elizabeth Zimmerman. And although some of those skills I knew how to do or I understood in theory, it was really nice to have them put together in such a clear, concise way. Michelle is a great teacher. If you ever get a chance to take a class from her, I do recommend it. The cast-on alone, I finally felt really confident in doing that toe-up heel cast on. There is a specific name for it, and of course it's escaping me now. But so that's the only class I took this year, and that was on Thursday afternoon. So the way Stitches works, first class is Thursday afternoon, and then the marketplace opens for a preview. And the Thursday night preview is only open to people who are taking classes at Stitches. And it's 3 hours, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyways, it was amazing. This year I did something, again, different than I've done every year before, which is I actually made it through the entire marketplace, before making any purchases. Now I was doing some purchasing for a friend, so I did buy a few things that were not for myself, but for my own purposes, I spent the first night just looking and seeing where things are, and and that was wonderful. And I did, the one thing I did spend money on Thursday night was a massage. Pearl Essence in the Bay Area has a masseuse that comes in once a week to their store, and every year they sponsor him and his partner in crime to come to Stitches. And you can get a sitting massage, and it was well worth it. His name is Ray. He's amazing. Magic fingers. Anybody who's had a massage by Ray knows it just does wonders. So I recommend that if you go to Stitches and you can get in, because there's usually a wait for his services. So what yarn did I actually buy? Well, I was very judicious this year. I have a huge stash. People who know me well know that my stash is maybe a little out of control. So this year I decided I was really going to be very, very picky in what I bought. So I picked up some Freya hand painted yarn. She just came out with a super bulky. That's gorgeous. That was only available at the Stephen and Stephen booth or the Stephen B booth. So I bought one skein of that for myself. And I'm going to pair it with another yarn to make a shawl, I believe. Excuse me. I also purchased one skein of Machita, I think it's called. It's a new Malabrigo base. It is a fingering weight, single ply, super wash. And the color is this lovely rusty orange, and I don't have the name in front of me, but it's really, really pretty. And again, I just kind of loved the color. It kind of reminds me of Madeline Tosh Saffron, kind of. So anyways, I bought that. I bought a gradient kit from Miss Babs. So it's five small skeins that are all kind of grade eight from one color to the next. And I'm going to pair that with a kit that I bought last year, to do something magical and wonderful with, probably another shawl. I have something in mind. And then what else did I buy? My goodness. Oh, I bought a spindle case from Slip Stitch Studios. And I bought, there was one other yarn and it's escaping me what it was. But if you stalk my Ravelry stash page, I'm planning on getting those up today or tomorrow. So you can kind of see the new entries. But really, really pretty stuff. And it really, what motivated me was both color and then something new from brands that I loved. What did I lust after? There were a couple new entries into the Stitches world that I had not seen before that looked just wonderful. One of them was the Neighborhood Fiber Company out of, they're out of Chicago, and just really great colors, super, super soft. And I did not buy anything from them because the new yarn store that's opening in the area, Make One Yarn Company, Go Amanda and Marcy, is going to be carrying Neighborhood Fiber Company. I don't know if they'll have it immediately upon opening, but I do know that they're going to carry their yarn. And so I decided to hold off and not buy any at Stitches so that I could spend the money at a new yarn store. And then the other one that I really, really lusted after, and that reminds me now I know what else I bought, is called Yoth Yarns, Y-O-T-H, and they are out of Washington State. And they only had two bases, a fingering weight and a DK weight, and so soft. It's a merino cashmere nylon blend. And honestly, the only reason I didn't buy is because when I finally got around to their booth to buy, I felt like a lot of the colors were already gone. And so I decided I was going to wait until I could see the whole color palette. But it's a very, I would say, muted. Some would say it's a very modern color palette. I usually like a little bit brighter colors, but it was still beautiful. And again, the hand was so lovely. I mean, just so soft. And that reminded me of the other yarn I bought is I finally picked up a little bit of Woolfolk, the worsted weight, and I can never pronounce their name, so I don't remember what it's called, but I picked that up from Imagineits. They were the only place that had Woolfolk at Stitches, and again, didn't have a lot of color options available because it's so hard to get a hold of this. I got the last skein of the kind of maroony red that they offer, and this is turning into a really long episode, and I apologize, but there's so much to get into it. So will I go again? Of course. This was my fifth year, and one of the benefits of Stitches, I have a friend who lives in the very far north of California. She said she's about 20 miles from the Oregon border, and she and I meet at Stitches each year. And so it's a nice place to get together with friends. I'm shocked always at how many people I know and recognize, not just because I worked at a yarn store, but like people I've seen year after year after year at Stitches. And so I recognize them and I've taken classes with them. And it's just a great, fun experience. There's lots to do. There's lots to see. Don't get me started on the food in San Jose because it is so wonderful. Ethiopian food, if you've never had it, you must have it. And then the Indian food choices, and it's just so good. So anyways, I will definitely go again. I don't know yet whether I'll overdo it on the classes next year or try the one class, method like I did this year. Although I will say again, I came away not having a headache this year, and almost every year prior to this, I leave with a massive headache because of the information in the classes. So it was so much fun, and maybe I'll see you there next year at Stitches. Have a great day. Thanks for joining and listening. Bye.